Thank you for calling Legal Super, the super fund for Australia's legal community. For fund information, like our ABN and USI number, or to join Legal Super, please press 1. If you are a member, press 2. If you are an employer, press 3. If you are a financial advisor, press 4. To hear these options again, please hold while we transfer you to a customer service consultant. Your call may be recorded for quality and training purposes. We value your privacy. Any information gathered during this call will be held in accordance with our privacy policy, found at legalsuper.com.au. Please keep in mind the advice we can provide you is general in nature and does not take into account your objectives, financial situation or needs. During this call, this policy also applies to any third party you choose to assist you on your behalf.
Welcome to Legal Super. You're speaking to Rob. How can I help you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you? Let me think. No, that's okay. Not an odd one. I'll just double check. I mean, I believe the answer is no, but I may as well just, I haven't had this sort of inquiry for a while. It's actually been a year or two before I've had this inquiry, so I'll just, maybe I should make sure. Bear with me. So you've confirmed that the account's definitely closed, just to double check. No, that's okay. We don't really need that for this call, just to see the confirmation. So yeah. Okay, so I'm asking the question. I'll just bear with me. I'll just have to wait for a response and see whether the how long it takes for the team to come back. We're basically hoping that they've changed their process because this used to be a very clear no. But as I said, it's been a year or two, so bear with me. Hopefully they're not too slow with the response. Was there any other questions, or this is pretty much it? Yeah, fair enough. No response yet from the team. Hopefully we get one soon. Sure. Membership number? And the member's first and last name. And also need the member's date of birth and address. Okay, and your name and where you're calling from again? I was speaking to Diana and she unfortunately did left.
Yeah.
She obviously didn't get in touch with the other fund in time. Anyway, no. Oh dear. Premiums are always deducted at the end of the month on the so unless of course the account's closed, in which case it would be charged when it's closed. Because the normal date would be the last business Friday of the calendar month, whenever they may be. Last business Friday of the calendar month. So as an example, in June it would have been charged on the 27th of June, but because this account closed on the 14th, being today, it would have been charged today. Correct. Well, hang on a minute. I'm actually getting a response to the answer, so let's go through that first, because that may be better. Ah, okay, there you go. So we actually had a similar case with this just recently. So we can use that as a test case. So we're able to potentially reopen the account with the approval of the trustee, but we aren't able to reinstate the insurance cover. Hasn't been paid for the month though. It's only been paid up until the day that it's cancelled, so it's today. So therefore, it's yeah. That's pro rata, yeah, because ours is paid in arrears, yeah. Well, we can always try, I suppose. I just know that I've literally just had, we've just had a case come back where the, I believe that the trustee approved the reopening of an account, but the insurance cover was rejected by the insurer. So we can always, I suppose, try to get like an approval, but if this is using this as a previous case, it's probably going to have a similar thing. Not only that, the trustee has the option to say what they like about the account being reopened as well. So just because they may have approved the other one doesn't mean that they would approve this case. And usually means as well that the with the reinstatement of the insurance cover, the insurer is pretty. I suppose you could say, while it is still case by case, it's probably very likely to go down the same path. But we're always happy to attempt it to get an approval. So what would need to happen is we'd need to wait for this account to be reopened first, if that's if that's the path we go down, and then have it rolled over, because otherwise it'll sort of roll over to us, and I suppose there's a chance we'd just go back and say, account's no longer active. So, I mean, they may hold on to the funds, but probably also likely that they'll just send it back. So that would be with the insurer. That would be the insurance cover is where we get the approval for the insurance. The trustee. So we need to go to our trustee to get approval for that. Basically an email. So we mail at legalsuper.com.au. We'd need to have pretty sure. Mail at legalsuper.com.au. Being a TPA though, you would have access to information. You can't change anything on an account, so therefore it needs to come from the member. But you could write it for the member, have them forward it to them, and then have them just forward it to us, because all we need really is it in the body or chain of an email. And they just need to make sure that they put in 4 points of ID, being membership number, name, date of birth, address, and then obviously a clear statement as to what happened. One thing we could go through right now, though, is because obviously that goes through reopening the account. But as I said, there is a chance that they may come back and actually decline that or decline it without the insurance cover. So one of the other things that could be done, I suppose, would be to apply for like a new account rather than look at having the old account reinstated. I don't know whether the default cover it would be an option there, because I'll just double check it, but I'm pretty sure there is a clause in, because that just double remind me this. So let's have a look at this. Okay, yeah, so it's an employer sponsored account. I'm just going to look at the terms for you under the eligibility conditions. Sorry. My tongue's decided that it wants to finish work for the day. I totally have to work. I've got another couple of hours left. Anyway, all good. Where are we? So there are eligibility conditions, and let's read through them very quickly. So you're eligible if you have not declined nor elected not to be covered for benefits provided under any policy issued to the legal super for benefits similar to those under the insurance policy since you last joined or rejoined legal super. If this condition is not met, you must submit an application to obtain cover subject to underwriting. So I believe that what I've just read, which is on page 35 of our employer-sponsored PDS, refers to the fact that if someone has declined or elected to not be covered for benefits that are actually for a policy issued by Legal Super, then they would instead need to complete like a full application with underwriting involved. So I suppose that is an option that I suppose that it could actually look at with either case. So the if they come back and say that the account can be reopened, but the insurer comes back and says no to the insurance cover being reinstated, then the only sort of option there left for Dan to get the insurance cover would be to go through a full medically underwritten insurance application. Or that would be the same if the member just opened up a brand new account, I think. That would still need to go through the application. So it's kind of like a one, either or sort of scenario. She can join itself online. No, she can still be employee sponsored. And what would need to, the only difference there, and this may be happening now anyway, would be if the employer is paying into the existing legal super account, which from what I can see, when was the last contribution received? One moment. Because if they're making contributions into this account, I don't know whether they are. Yeah, so... okay. I suppose in that case, maybe it might be more efficient to try to look at having the closed account reopened in that sort of sense, because there would be the rigmarole of looking at the, because an employer-sponsored account with employer-sponsored cover normally does need to have, say, for instance, like an employer contributing to the account. So obviously if she's not going to have that occur, then it may be more efficient to still go there through the path of, trying to have the trustee approve the reopening of the old account. Yeah, sorry, probably made that more complicated than it should have been, really, but we can blame Mondayitis for that again. I think at the end of the day, it would be, it's up to you and the member, of course, but they can definitely have a request sent through to us to reactivate the existing account. So under that basis, you can send that email, as mentioned, or the member can, and just have, as I said, 4 points of ID for the member, a clear statement as to what happened and that it wasn't supposed to occur, and that you, the member would like to stay with Legal Super, and you'd like the account to be reopened with hopefully the insurance cover reinstated, and have the money rolled back to us. I think at the very best sort of circumstances, cases, what would happen is, if they agreed to reopen the account to have that done, if they accept the member being reinstated for the insurance cover as well, which I'm highly doubtful of, the member would still have the gap in cover from the date that it was reinstated to the date that it was closed, or date that it was closed to cancelled to the date that it was reinstated. If the insurance says no, then the member may need to go through like a full insurance application to have that reinstated. The insurer, the trustee, however, as I said before, if you send that email or the member sends that email, they'll provide that initial sort of confirmation as to whether they'll reopen the account or not. Okay, certainly. Yeah, indeed. Good luck with that. And thanks for calling Legal Super. Thanks. Okay, bye.